Today's affiliate sponsor is Solo.to. Nothing frustrates me more than taking the time to record videos for social media and saying, check the link up in my bio, only to realize that I forgot to update the link. I just keep thinking about all of those people who went to the page to look at my bio only to be disappointed. Solo.to is a versatile link that you can use in your social media bios and everywhere to better connect your audience across any platform. Add all of your links, social media accounts, and contact buttons to one beautifully responsive page. With Solo.to, you can embed videos and podcasts right on your page, and they automatically update when you post new episodes. It's truly amazing. Gone are the days where I have to add each episode link to my bio. I know that once it's published, it's everywhere. I can even get analytics on what clicks got the most pages or pages got the most clicks. You know what I'm saying. If you need an example, check out my solo.to page linked in all of my social media bios, especially Instagram at DJ Treacy Treese. Never miss a click or a client. Try solo.to today. Click the link in the show notes to receive 10% off of your membership. Let's get to today's show.
You are listening to your auntie's favorite DJ, DJ Treacy Treese.
Happy Tuesday, just like that, I'm back. Yo, it's DJ Treacy Treese, and welcome to What the Pod. I don't know why I started singing these jingles, but honestly, I think it's because my wife, she's been singing lately, y'all. If anybody has watched Bob's Burgers, okay, she is Linda from Bob's Burgers. I am the grumpy Bob, just working at the family business, you know, just doing the dang own thing. So I thank y'all for rocking with me and indulging this with me. I got three new hot podcasts for you to listen to. I am back in Indiana for the Thanksgiving holiday. It's cold as hell here. This is probably the last year I'm coming back. Hopefully my family and everybody is listening so they can hear the announcement this way. I'm not gonna keep coming back into this tundra. Literally 20 degrees, okay? Okay, last night it took our bags 257 hours to hit the baggage claim. Why? I don't know. It was only 10 employees in the whole airport, okay? Okay, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Only two flights landed. Indianapolis. What was going on last night? Anyway, y'all, I'm pretty grumpy about the holidays. If anybody knows me truly, you know that that's just how I am. I'll see y'all on January when everybody's ready to work on their life and I can help y'all again. All right. Let's jump right into the episode with these three new podcasts for you to listen to. So today is Tuesday. I still got to work today, like many of y'all. So we just going to keep it rolling. I'm working virtually. I'm on Eastern time, working West Coast time. So I'm be working all damn day. First podcast I'm gonna listen to help my day is The Bridge, 50 Years of Hip Hop. So this is a new podcast, y'all. It's a Spotify original, and Nas is on here. I didn't even see this when I clicked it the first time. That's lit. So let me read the actual description of the podcast. It says, join Nas and Minya, Miss Info. Oh, I don't know who this lady is, but maybe I should follow her on Instagram or something. Oh, for The Bridge, candid conversation with legendary figures who developed the culture and the new generation of voices carrying hip hop forward. We celebrate hip hop now and through its 50th anniversary in 2023. Y'all better be planning for the future. I need to be a part of that. It was written and now it's heard. Love that. Okay, so the episode. Okay, I just see they dropped the episode on Mary J. Blige today. I should have looked at the Mary J. Blige. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give my homie Cordae some respect. So the first episode that I'm listening to is the second episode of the entire series, and it's called Cordae. I think this is important because Cordae, I think, in my opinion, is one of the only hip hop artists out that still wants to pay homage to like regular hip hop and do regular hip hop and make it cool and transforming that sound into something that's just articulate and beautifully written. And I love Cordae's pen. So I just like good words inside a rap song. So I love it. Okay, let's read his description of his episode. One can feel the admiration in the room as Cordae gets to speak with one of his childhood rap heroes. The North Carolina MC even raps lyrics to I Can back to Nas. Cordae also tells Nas and Miss Info that the reason he wanted to travel to Africa, the reason he wanted to travel back to Africa and explains the competitive mind state he's in as he completes his next album. The amount of research that Cordae does is phenomenal, y'all. If you look at him on Instagram, he started companies. Like, I can organically, I feel connected to him, and I'm not even a Cordae fan where I can spit any of his lyrics back to him. Like, his music hits, I listen to it, but I'm not like listening to it like I would a Beyonce album or something like that, where it's like word for word I can spit that. I too was a kid that grew up listening to I Know I Can. I actually, me and Box, the artist, and I hope she's listening to this, we did a version of this at church. We had a Christian rap group called Front Page. We Deliver the Good News, okay? We Deliver the Good News, our tagline, of course. We even had a hype man, Ayana. Shouts out to Ayana, yo. She was doing the pop, lock, and dance moves way back from before in the church. You know, it was praise pop, locking at that time. But anyway, I'm going to check my man Cordae out. I want to hear about his new album. He's getting to work with some people who are legends in the game, and I'm sure all of his dreams are coming true. And he's still making music that's like true to the art. So y'all check out Cordae in episode 2 of The Bridge, 50 Years of Hip Hop, that you can find exclusively on Spotify. And just a reminder for people who might just be checking in, every single week I have a podcast playlist on Spotify with the week's date on it. The Friday of that week's date will be on it, and it's all of the podcasts I've talked about on my show for the week. So I'm gonna try to find a better way to like publish this to the world so people will know that it's out there. But you can literally go through week by week and see what the hell I've been listening to, which is pretty lit because I'm a professional podcaster. I listen to podcasts all day, and I'm recommending some good ones for you to listen to. So that's the reason for you to stick around. All right, moving on to the second podcast that I'm checking out. This one just caught my eye. It's called Code Red. It's a new podcast. It's called The Agent. Okay, let me read y'all this description. It says, The Agent is the remarkable true story of Jack Barsky, the longest surviving known member of the KGB Illegals program, operated during the height of the Cold War. Barsky hid in plain sight in America for 10 years, all the while leading dual lives on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. On one fateful day, he was confronted with an impossible choice. The Agent is a production of Imperative Entertainment in association with Winjoy. Okay, this is all the credits or whatever. But this got me because if y'all watch Blacklist on Netflix, okay, first of all, I don't watch a lot of TV, so you rarely ever hear me talk about watching TV. And I know I probably talk about not watching TV so much on this podcast, but I'm a podcaster. I'm an auditory person. My headphones is in. I'm not watching TV. But anyway, my wife got me in on Blacklist. I don't know how exactly we got to Blacklist, but we actually binge watched that. So now we are actually in the current season, which is season 8. Raymond Reddington, this is like the story, or the real life story of Raymond Reddington. And I knew that shit was real. That's what I said. I knew it was real because anything that's that cold, it got to be some truth in it. And I'm a Raymond Reddington fan. I'm not saying I would have been down with the KGB in the Cold War, but I want to hear more about this podcast. So it looks like they have 5 episodes that's already up, and they're posting it bi-weekly. Oh, launching every Monday. It's a 12 episode series, so you ain't even got to listen that long. I'm gonna listen to chapter 1 just to see what happened. Hopefully it's got some good audioscape stuff in it, because it's like he's on his way in the subway. I want to hear some train tracks. I want to feel like I'm there. I feel like podcasts have been doing a really good job of like taking me into a different world with sound. I'll probably review this one on Friday, so y'all check out The Agent, Code Red, chapter 1. I'm excited about it, as you can tell. So excited that I just clicked out my playlist. All right, final podcast that I'm checking out today is another one that's kind of a pop culture-y one, but this one updates every month. So Justin LaBoy, it says, so I'm listening to Respectfully Justin. I always say watching, but just know that I'm watching these podcasts on YouTube. It says, this one's brought to us by Revolt. Demon Time creators Justin LaBoy and Justin Dior Combs, which is Diddy's son, welcomes celebrity guests for hilarious, provocative conversations in this not suitable for work mashup of social media and late night talk show. They always have really, really heavy hitters on here. So this recent episode, August 11th. Oh man, this ain't published in a minute. Where they at? That's cool though, because I haven't checked out this OT Genesis, Bia and Drewski with talking about partying in the LA Hills. I want to hear this because I need to get the cheat code. I ain't really went out and really tried to party or nothing because, you know, COVID is real and ain't nobody trying to be on that. But when LA opened back up and we finally can be at a level where, you know, you ain't gonna catch COVID at the club again. I want to, you know, get in the hills, see where I can move and shake and what I need to do there. So I'm excited to hear about that one. I'm probably going to listen to that one's 31 minutes and I'm going to listen to the one that's from July 7th as well. Cash Doll and Ruby Rose on Sex and Relationships. I'm going to add that one to my playlist just as a bonus because I'm a Cash Doll fan. She about to have a baby. This is like the time to be alive. I love her baby announcement, everything. I'm obsessed with Cash Doll. Talking about another Detroit rapper. On yesterday's episode, I was talking about Big Sean. Now I'm talking about Cash Doll. So definitely check this one out. So that's all for today, folks. That's my three. I suggest you listen to these podcasts with me. Let me know what you think on social media. I always appreciate you joining me. Thank you so much for listening to What the Pod. I go by the name of DJ Treacy Treece, your auntie's favorite DJ, and now your fairy pod mother. It would mean the absolute world to me if you would just get on Apple Podcasts and scroll down on my podcast, hit the 5 stars, and then give me some kind words. You dope, Treece. Keep it pushing. You the best. I remember when I sent you just whatever you got, you know, throw that on there. And make sure you follow me on Instagram and TikTok at DJ Treacy Treece. That's DJ TRICEY TRICE for y'all that's listening in the car and can't look at your phone. Please don't look down for that. I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. It's that hump day in this short week. I'm done with work at 1 p.m., which is pretty much right when I start. So it's like, all right, we'll see you soon there. I'm going to get y'all through this holiday weekend. I'll look for some Thanksgiving themed podcast coming up so y'all can be grateful. All right. I'll see y'all right back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening. It's DJ Treacy Treece.